Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us again for our bi-weekly chat, we have Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Emily Bivens joining us. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yeah, thank you again for taking some time joining us. Summertime, busy for the Chamber, as always. We'd like to go over all the different things the Chamber is going on. And coming up at the end, we'll have a little more details about the upcoming Buffalo Days, which is very exciting as well. That's coming up in July. But Emily, let's kick it off here with the Yard of the Week. That is in full swing, and you guys have been getting some great nominations.
Yes, and we still can receive nominations. If you have somebody in mind that really takes pride in their yard, please go to our website, jamestownchamber.com, and submit them to receive the Yard of the Week. But yes, we've awarded three already, and so that program has been going very well, and it's always great. I've said this before, it's so great to recognize the beauty in our community and point that out, and we have a lot of it, and there's a lot of people who really take care of their yards and their homes, and we want to recognize them for that.
And just going alongside that, I'd like to throw out there's like that the bragging rights. You get the sign for the week. Yeah. You get your picture on our website in the Chamber newsletter, I believe, right?
Yes,
so, I mean, there's a lot that comes with it as well. So you kind of like want this Yard of the Week award. And just to put all that work into the beauty of that yard and get recognized, it's always fun. So nominate. Those are available on the website, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So nominate a yard that is beautiful. Emily, Customer Service Award, we didn't get to talk about that last time because it was a surprise, but you guys finally gave that out, right?
Yeah, we were over at Dakota Central, and two of their technicians, Brad and Dusty, were awarded the June Customer Service Award. So congratulations to them, and thank you to them for providing such great customer service and going above and beyond, which they did. Their nomination spoke about how it was negative 30 degrees out, and they were out there working and doing more than what they were called upon to do. So very kudos to them, and very cool nomination, and congratulations for that great service.
Yeah, those are the ones we like to hear about. So, and you can nominate, of course, for Customer Service, Business of the Month. That's also on the Chamber website.
Yes, right next to Yard of the Week.
Right next to Yard of the Week. So Chamber website is where you want to go. That's jamestownchamber.com. Sign those, fill those out, nominate a business, nominate a customer service, just do it all. That's my call to you right now. Emily, you guys also do these business after hours, which have been so fantastic for these different businesses in Jamestown, right?
Yeah, business after hours, always a good time. Yeah. You can just go and socialize, meet new people, make those connections to help build your business.
Yeah.
Coming up on June 25th, it's a Tuesday, we'll be over at Country Gardens Floral and Greenhouse, and we'll cross our fingers that the weather is nice and hopefully we can be outside and see all their great products that they've been selling throughout the spring and planting season. So we'll be over there from 4:30 to 6 and just come and network and meet other business representatives and have a good time.
Yeah, learn more about Country Gardens Floral and ask them questions. What do you do when it's like a cooler spring or when it snows like it did? And
absolutely, I mean,
I'm still confused as to why that happened, but Emily Bivens again joining us right now, and let's talk about it, talking about all the different things happening with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Let's highlight some of these ribbon cuttings too, because you guys have had the scissors and the ribbon at so many different places in the past few weeks.
Yes, we have been going gung-ho with the ribbon cuttings. We were over at Buffalo City Escape, which is pretty cool. It's very a cool new escape room in town right in Meininger Square. So congratulations to them for opening their new business. Then we went over to R&B Motorsports to congratulate them on their new location. They're located right across the street from Cashwise, next to Flower Power there. And then, of course, the big one of the week, we went out to JRMC as they opened their cancer center.
Yeah.
Really great asset to the community. So congratulations to JRMC for providing that new service and that new location and new destination for care in our community.
It's so huge for the community of Jamestown. And when it comes to ribbon cuttings, Emily, new businesses or relocating businesses are always encouraged to reach out to you guys for that, right?
Absolutely. We like to help our local business community build their brand within our community and maybe give them more service and more customers and just bring that awareness to your business, especially when you go through changes like that.
It's always tough. Changing businesses, moving, it can be difficult. So the Chamber loves to help out in that regard. Now, the big one, Emily, Buffalo Days. It is right around the corner. I feel like we should have like a drum roll from now up until Buffalo Days, because it's just so exciting, the preparation. And when it finally gets here, it's just so much fun. But now the parade and vendor applications are open, so we're already getting ready for it.
Yes, those are also on our website, jamestownchamber.com. So parade entries are free, but we ask that you do register so we can kind of prepare on how big of a lineup we'll have. So you can go and register your float there. The parade will be at 9:30 that Saturday, July 27th.
Okay.
And we'll start at McElroy Park and we'll head up 2nd there and then cross over to 1st Avenue, go up 1st Avenue, and then we'll actually come back on 3rd.
Okay.
Just so we can avoid some congestion, because the parade does get long. So there's floats coming back and some that are, some are still leaving. So, but we will not cross the railroad tracks for those parade goers. Just so you know, 1st Avenue is probably the best place for you to set up to see all those floats. But we are accepting registrations for that. And then the vendor show will be down at McElroy Park for the vendor show from 11 to 3:30. Also down in McElroy Park that day will be the Classic Car Club is having their Buffalo Rally Car Show. Inflatapalooza by Jamestown Inflatable Games.
Oh my gosh.
The Old Friends Band will be down there, sponsored by Unison Bank. And then there's a bunch of stuff up at the Frontier Village. Yep. Fort Seward has some stuff going on. 1883 Courthouse. There's just so much.
Yeah.
We'll be putting out a schedule of events here. We'll send it over to you, Warren.
For sure.
Yeah. We'll be posting him around town and getting him out however we can. So, it's just a really great weekend.
Yeah, it
big
is.
Hometown community celebration, just celebrating everything Jamestown.
Exactly.
It'll be fun.
There you go. So Buffalo Days, get it on the calendar again. When does that kick off? What weekend is that again, Emily, one more time?
We're going to kick off on July 25th with the Downtown Arts Market down there. Jamestown High School will be down there.
Wow.
Performing. And then there'll be sidewalk sales that Friday on 1st Street downtown. And then the Saturday, the 27th,
Saturday's
is going to be the
huge.
Big day.
Yeah, yep. Saturday's big. So mark that on your calendar. Again, it starts with the Downtown Arts Market on the 25th and runs through that weekend. A great summer event. Great way to celebrate the community, and the Chamber always and the partners always do such a great job with that. So, Emily, anybody has any questions? Like they want to nominate, but they can't find that form on the bottom of the page. What are some ways they can contact you guys to get more information?
Yeah, if you're not computer savvy, you can always call us 252-4830 or come down and see us. We're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast. We can help you fill out any of those forms, get you registered for the vendor show, parade, anything you need help with.
Yeah, perfect. And of course, they can help you find, you know, where to get a Christmas tree that's already decorated and all that other great stuff. You guys are so helpful.
We help however we can. We'll try to find the answers if we don't know them.
Exactly. Perfect. Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk. Lauren.